Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
A lot of differences. I know the playbook, that helps. Know teammates, and then just, yeah, a lot of different things, just expectation, standard, and people on staff just kind of just come in and flow. And it's been awesome. It's fun getting to see young guys compete, and myself being young, competing out there with them. It's been good. That's funny. That's good. You're good. Good memory. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's I'm here, so I'm going to do what I have to do to get better, right? That was then. This is now. We're getting better as a unit. Just the growth from the first day on the field to where we're at now, offensively, defensively, and special teams with the new schemes and new rules that are in place, just everybody getting comfortable, and you can see a huge difference, and we're just getting better. And I know it's cliche to say, but after being on the first day to where we're at now, it's like a sigh of relief because it's like everybody's finally feeling comfortable and learning kind of what is expected, younger guys and then the older guys trying to continue that standard that's been in place. That was good. You bullied him right there.
But when you get to the point where you get to choose what team that you want to go to, as a pass rusher, how much of a draw is it that you get the chance to work with Justin?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's a big draw right now because not many teams have somebody that's like him, that has played in the NFL a long time and was successful and is a high-level coach that is teaching technique. A lot of places worry about scheme. This place worries about scheme and technique, and he's a pass rush technician, and he's very, very good, and he's helped me a lot in my career, and he's helped other players, and I'm excited to get back to work with him again.
You had Joe Evans had a very long night the other night.
Yeah, there, Big Joe.
Unbelievable amount of work, and you obviously sat out the game. What do you talk about on the sidelines with somebody like Joe?
Yeah. That's Mr. Iowa right there. He's an Iowa Hawkeye if I've ever seen one. Big Joe, just love his passion for the game. I love that he didn't complain one bit. I mean, not only is it a interview for this place, right? It's an interview for 31 other teams. And he did a really good job. Obviously, he wasn't perfect, but to play as many snaps as he did and his pass rush and just being all over the place. I was proud of him. And I try to stay back. And if they come up and ask, or if I see a pointer, I don't ever want to be in somebody's flow like that, especially when they're grinding the way he was grinding, to be like, hey, do this, It's easy for me to say. So I was really proud of how he played. Like, it's awesome. He is a team favorite right now, for sure.
Chuck just was talking about your role, kind of focusing a lot on the pass rush and being a pass rusher this season. And how much can that focus, that level of focus and dialing into that aspect of the game, really help you become a better pass rusher at this stage of your career?
Yeah, I think I have answered this one before, but again, I'll answer it again. I haven't played on the ball like this for very long. Out of my 11 years now, this will be year 3 out of my 11 that I've solely haven't had to worry about playing middle linebacker with a green dot and telling – I still kind of tell people what to do every once in a while, but not as much communication, just focusing on my task and opportunity to win a one-on-one and just getting better at it and grinding at it. It started back this off season with my pass rush coach in Salt Lake, who we grinded it a lot. And then with Chuck, grinding it when I've gotten here to just get better. And then not only myself, but to continue to harp on the other guys too. Like, I don't want to just do it by myself. I want everybody to come with me type of deal. And I'm excited. Doff has looked really, really good this camp. I'm excited to see him play. And Jaw is getting healthier. And then T-Rob's gotten a lot better. So the group is really growing, and I'm happy that everybody is trying to perfect their craft, because 1 year can change your life. And so I hope all those guys really continue to grind, because they're able to now have the opportunity to change their lives. Woo! That was good. You win. Yeah, you win. That's a good question. I like to be honest. I mean, we can go collective. I'm just going to put them all together, because all of them are learning at different paces, right? Some have been injured. Some have been on the field a lot. And I would just say confidence is the main thing that I've seen. The confidence to really know their job, and then the confidence of making plays and being able to feed off one and stacking another. And, you know, that's just not only confidence, but confidence, a practice, and then putting a week and putting a preseason game. And you're going to see it this next this whole week. We've seen progression, but then you'll see it in this next game, the progression of just that confidence. I really think it's going to continue to show each and every game.
I noticed you talking with Lamar at times during practice. You know, practice. How are you seeing him lead the offense? Lead the offense and taking charge in this camp.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. Me and LJ have a good relationship, and I'm happy for that. And just seeing his growth, not only as a player but as a person, is awesome too. Just his leadership skills being off the field is grown, and then his leadership skills on the field is grown. Just wanting something done precisely and going and communicating that, and then just talking trash. He's always going to do that. So it's always fun to have those competitive periods against them. And, you know, just him working on his craft. You can see his mechanics. You can see him, you know, pushing the ball down the field. And then just running right now, I don't know very many people right now that can catch him. I mean, he's one of one, and it's been really impressive to see him in the open field during practice. Obviously, we're not tackling, but there a lot of misses are happening. So it's fun to go against a top quarterback like that every day to get better, and just excited to see what he's going to do this year. Yeah.
What have you seen from him with, you know, coming by, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks now of injury-free camp for him? It seems like he's been pretty strong for
a... How do you feel about being the last question, though?
I'm used to it,
honestly. Okay. Winner. Ronnie's done a really good job of blocking out the noise. I know he dealt with it a lot last year, and it's tough. I've been in that situation, too, a time in my career where you just had one of those injury bug years, and you just try to, you know, we call it thug it out, where you're just trying to do whatever you can to get through the games and try to play at the best of your ability. And I think he did that. He literally laid it on the line for trying to win a championship last year, and, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for that. But I don't want to speak for himself, but I know he wants to be great, right? And this year he's done a great job of leading the group. He's been kind of the spokesman for that line with the guys like Moses and Kevin Seidler leading. He's really done a great job of being the voice and, you know, picking it up and letting everybody know when, you know, they need to be better and be on their stuff. It's awesome to see, especially during one-on-ones. He's coaching the guys up, and they're getting better. And he's got to be that to go where we need to go. And it's awesome to see him play at a high level, and it's awesome to go against too. He's a top tackle. He's been all pro, so it's a good look for everybody. So awesome. Yeah, thank you guys. All right.